She has the ability to tap into the power of any superhero she wants. But who are the heroes she taps into?
I'm Silver Moth.
Faster than she might. Worse than.
Welcome to the series where Terra Tremendous interviews the incredible heroes whose powers she summons. In virtual interviews facilitated by an AI android named Amy. A limited event series from the producers of Terra Tremendous, featuring the superheroes from Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe. Listen as Terra interviews the heroes she looks up to and asks the questions to help her become a better superhero. WonkyBot presents Stuart St. John's Terra Tremendous Superhero Interviews.
I gotta admit, I'm kind of starstruck right now.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform or subscribe to the WonkyBot channel on Apple Podcasts for an ad-free experience. You might have already heard the WonkyBot podcast called the Owlsteins Rhyme Time, but now listen to a brand new show where the voices of the owls come to life. It's the pilot presentation of WonkyBot's new podcast series, The Owlsteins. Meet Owen, the youngest owl in the family.
I've got an early practice with Coach Bernard for the annual cold championship.
And then there's Olivia, his sister.
I've got meetings, Mother. Remember, I'm directing the school musical?
There's Olympia, the mom.
Yes. West Side Feathers, one of my favorites.
And Ollie Owlstein. He's the dad.
No need to tweak your beak.
And just like any family, the Owlsteins are far from perfect.
Bye, Mom and Dad. Gotta fly.
Later.
They squawk and squabble just like everyone else.
Hey, slow down, Olivia. You're flying too fast.
Oh, keep up.
But there's one thing that always brings them back together.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Come and meet all the critters and creatures who live in Hickalhuck Peak. From Stuart St. John. And executive producer Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta, The Owlsteins. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hello, my name is Bliss. I'm a fairy. I love listening to sounds. Do you love listening to sounds? Do you want to know a little secret? I collect sounds. Yep, that's right. I collect sounds from all around the world. Would you like to travel with me and listen to the most amazing sounds around the planet so we can relax together into a state of bliss? Let's go! Hello, friends! It's me, Bliss. If you're hearing this, it means you're tuned into the fairy frequency. Today, I'm sitting up in my beautiful treehouse with my magic wand, Wandy. Say hello, Wandy. I'm about to dive into my bag of letters from you listeners and get our next adventure underway. Ready, Wandy? Let's do this. Okay, grabbing one out of the bag. This looks like a good one. Let's open it. Here we go. Dear Bliss, my name is Sarah. I'm 8 years old, and I'm a big fan of yours. I listen to your podcast on the fairy frequency and appreciate all the sounds you share with people to help them feel calm and soothed. I live in a super big city called New York, and there are so many sounds happening around me sometimes, it makes me feel anxious. There are cars, and buses, and jackhammers that go on all day and night. So I was wondering if you could recommend some soothing sounds that I could listen to in the big city. Sincerely, Sarah Jones, a big fan. Aw, she sounds so sweet, doesn't she, Wandy? Well, Sarah, I've actually actually been to New York City on top secret fairy missions, so I know exactly what it sounds like. It can get pretty loud and busy, but the good news is that there are lots of soothing sounds out there to help clear away your anxiety. Once we find the best ones, you can use them to meditate and center your mind and body. So how about we find the best sounds to do that? Okay, Geo, I think it's time for a brand new mission. Let's pull you out of the backpack of endless things. Hello, Geo.
Hello, Bliss. How are you?
I'm doing great. Geo, I received a letter from a fan named Sarah Jones. She lives in New York City, and it gets very noisy there.
Big cities can be very hectic sometimes, especially with all the hustle and bustle.
Do you have any idea where we can go and find the perfect sounds to help her feel calm and centered?
I think I have just the spot, Bliss.
I knew you would. Where are we going, Geo?
Today, we're going to Yosemite National Park.
Yosemite National Park?
That's right. You see, Bliss, cities like New York and San Francisco are so big and loud that it requires extra special sounds from nature to counterbalance the sounds of a big city. And Yosemite is 95% wilderness, so there's a lot of nature sounds to discover there.
That sounds perfect, Geo. Where exactly is it located?
Yosemite National Park is situated in California's Sierra Nevada Mountains. Yosemite is known for its towering, ancient sequoia trees, deep valleys, huge granite cliffs, and magnificent waterfalls. In fact, Yosemite is home to one of the tallest waterfalls in the world.
It sounds like a magical place.
It really is, Bliss. And did you know, Yosemite is one of the few places in the United States where you can see a rainbow at night.
What? Really?
Yep, that's right. Sometimes they're referred to as moonbows.
Moonbows. That's so cute.
You see, in the spring and early summer, if the sky is clear and the moon is full, it can produce enough light to create a rainbow from a waterfall's mist.
Oh my goodness! That's so neat!
It's pretty special, Bliss. Yosemite is the perfect location to find nature sounds to help Sarah and anyone who's feeling anxious.
How exciting! Wandy, are you ready to record the sounds of Yosemite National Park? Fantastical! Geo, are you ready to guide us there?
I certainly am, Bliss.
Alrighty, let's go. Okay, listeners out there on the fairy frequency, time to close your eyes. And imagine you have a magnificent set of wings on your back. You're doing it! There you go. Now, start moving them in your mind like I do. Come on, you got this. There you go. Fantastical! Okay, you know what's next. Time to close your eyes and imagine we're flying together. Oh my gosh! Here we go! Isn't this fun? Hooray! We're doing it again! Soaring over the planet. We're coming through the clouds. I can see huge mountains and cliffs.
Welcome to Yosemite National Park, Bliss.
It's beautiful. I'm so excited.
I see a safe place for us to land down below. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Geo.
She has the ability to tap into the power of any superhero she wants. But who are the heroes she taps into?
I'm Silver Moth.
Master Machine Mike. Worst End.
Welcome to the series where Terra Tremendous interviews the incredible heroes whose powers she summons. In virtual interviews facilitated by an AI android named Amy. A limited event series from the producers of Terra Tremendous, featuring the superheroes from Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe. Listen as Terra interviews the heroes she looks up to and asks the questions to help her become a better superhero. WonkyBot presents Stuart St. John's Terra Tremendous Superhero Interviews.
I gotta admit, I'm kinda starstruck right now.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform or subscribe to the WonkyBot channel on Apple Podcasts for an ad-free experience. You might have already heard the WonkyBot podcast called the Owlsteins Rhyme Time, but now listen to a brand new show where the voices of the owls come to life. It's the pilot presentation of WonkyBot's new podcast series, The Owlsteins. Meet Owen, the youngest owl in the family.
I've got an early practice with Coach Bernard for the annual cold championship.
And then there's Olivia, his sister.
I've got meetings, Mother. Remember, I'm directing the school musical?
There's Olympia, the mom.
Yes. West Side Feathers, one of my favorites.
And Ollie Owlstein. He's the dad.
No need to tweak your beak.
And just like any family, the Owlsteins are far from perfect.
Bye, Mom and Dad. Gotta fly.
Later.
They squawk and squabble just like everyone else.
Hey, slow down, Olivia. You're flying too fast.
Oh, keep up.
But there's one thing that always brings them back together.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Come and meet all the critters and creatures who live in Hickle-Huck Peak. From Stuart St. John and executive producer Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta, The Owlsteins. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
We've landed in a forest surrounded by the biggest trees I've ever seen.
Yes, indeed. We've landed in one of the three groves found within Yosemite National Park. This one is called the Mariposa Grove, and it's filled with ancient, giant sequoias.
They're so beautiful.
Aren't they? The oldest giant sequoia is over 3,000 years old.
Wow, that's ancient.
That's why these trees deserve our respect.
I feel honored to be here with them.
There are so many sounds to be found in Yosemite National Park, Bliss. But I think two specific sounds will be perfect to help our friend Sarah. First, the sounds of the critters who dwell within Mariposa Grove. Do you hear them?
Let me take a listen, Geo. Oh my gosh, yes. I can hear it now. A collection of animals, insects, buzzing bugs.
That's right, Bliss. They're all part of the forest ecosystem, or what we call the critters.
It's so relaxing. Do you guys hear that? How does the sound make you feel? Wandy, are you recording this? Geo, it's perfect.
It certainly is, Bliss. And the second sound I recommend is this way.
Oh my goodness! Look at that magnificent waterfall.
It's called Yosemite Falls. Isn't it amazing?
Yes. Wandi, are you recording the sounds of the waterfall? Okay, I think Wandi's collected enough. We're ready to return to Sparkle Forest and use the sound of the critters and the waterfall from Yosemite National Park to meditate, get centered, stay calm, and relax. We're back in Sparkle Forest, my friends, and now it's time to use our sounds to meditate. The first thing I want you to do is find a place where you can be very comfortable and relax. I'll give you a moment to do that. Feeling comfortable? Good. In this meditation, you're going to get a chance to be present. Being present is very helpful to soothe your nerves. Go ahead and close your eyes now. Just relax here as you listen in and take some deep breaths in and out. In and out. Now, let's listen to the sound of the critters in the Mariposa Grove, located within Yosemite, as we focus on the breath. Now then, keep your eyes closed as you breathe in and breathe out. Doesn't that feel nice? Breathe in and breathe out. Let your body just relax. Doesn't that feel so peaceful? You're letting go of all that nervous energy, replacing it with calm and gentle energy. Notice your breath as it comes in and out so easily. Breathe in. Breathe out. Just feel your body breathing in and out. And now, let's use the sounds of Yosemite Falls to continue our meditation. Listen to that rushing water as your mind settles, calms, relaxes. You are so present and aware of your body. Just allow any thoughts you may have to pass through your mind. Breathe in, breathe out. Now let your mind feel your feet. Do you feel the energy of your feet? Do you feel your toes? Breathe in and breathe out. Now, let's move up the feet to the legs. Breathe in, breathe out. And now to the middle part of your body. Feel your belly. Do you feel the energy in your belly? Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. All the nervous energy is now replaced by calm, loving, gentle energy. Breathe in. Breathe out. When you're ready, it's time to gently open your eyes. That's it. You did a wonderful job. That was a great meditation. Sarah, you can use the sounds of Yosemite National Park anytime you start to feel anxious about big city sounds. And to everyone else listening, you can do the same. When you feel anxiety about anything going on in your life. Well, that's all for today, my friends. I'll see you next time. Who knows where we'll end up and what amazing sounds we'll find to collect. But one thing I know for sure, it'll be lots of fun. Bye for now.
She has the ability to tap into the power of any superhero she wants. But who are the heroes she taps into?
I'm Silver Moth.
Master Machine. Warsam.
Welcome to the series where Terra Tremendous interviews the incredible heroes whose powers she summons. In virtual interviews facilitated by an AI android named Amy. A limited event series from the producers of Terra Tremendous, featuring the superheroes from Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe. Listen as Terra interviews the heroes she looks up to and asks the questions to help her become a better superhero. WonkyBot presents Stuart St. John's Terra Tremendous Superhero Interviews.
I gotta admit, I'm kind of starstruck right now.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform or subscribe to the WonkyBot channel on Apple Podcasts for an ad-free experience. You might have already heard the WonkyBot podcast called the Owlsteins Rhyme Time, but now listen to a brand new show where the voices of the owls come to life. It's the pilot presentation of WonkyBot's new podcast series, The Owlsteins. Meet Owen, the youngest owl in the family.
And I've got an early practice with Coach Bernard for the annual Cole Championship.
And then there's Olivia, his sister.
I've got meetings, Mother. Remember, I'm directing the school musical.
There's Olympia, the mom.
Yes. West Side Feathers, one of my favorites.
And Ollie Owlstein. He's the dad.
No need to tweak your beak.
And just like any family, the Owlsteins are far from perfect.
Bye, Mom and Dad. Gotta fly.
Later.
They squawk and squabble just like everyone else.
Hey, slow down, Olivia. You're flying too fast.
Oh, keep up.
But there's one thing that always brings them back together.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Come and meet all the critters and creatures who live in Hickle-Huck Peak. From Stuart St. John. And executive producer Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta, The Owlsteins. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.